This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Great news. This evening, Thursday evening, begins our annual Mechon Magen Rakia campaign. Whatever you could do to be Mishtatef is greatly appreciated. The best way to help us out is to set up your team page. You could go to our site, RabbiDG.com. You click the button to set up your team page. Or if you'd like to participate, go to charity.com/MMH26. Tavoy Alecha Bracha Min Hashamayim.
Progress.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing with Shavuot Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuf Samach Beis Sif Yud. Sif Yud discusses someone who has a makkah on his hand and a bandage. So it's enough to pour on the rest of the hand, not in the makam haratiyah. Which, it's enough to pour on the rest of the hand, not on the bandage. Then the Mechaber says, "V'tzarch lizar shel yiga baratia." Literally, that means you have to be careful not to touch the bandage. Why? Because there'll probably be water on the bandage, and that water is tamei, and it will not become tahar by ma'im shniyim. Shelo yachzur ha'ma'im shal aratia v'itamu hayad. Or pour revias al yishpach revias al yad ka'achas she'ozlo nitmu ha'ma'im. Okay, interesting. That's how I read it yesterday. Supporting that reading is the fact that that's what the words mean. That's one proof that we read it correctly, because that's the translation of the words. He says you have to be careful. Not the word yiga means he doesn't touch the ratia, because it doesn't mean the water doesn't touch the bandage, because water is plural. Then it would say shela yigo. Here's another reason why it seems to be saying that. Because the first step of the Mechaber is, it's enough to wash the rest of the hand. Okay? Which seems to indicate, it's enough to wash the rest of the hand, but not that he doesn't say you're not allowed to wash the bandage. The Lashon of Dailoi, Sheyito She'ar Ayad Sheloi B'makam Haratia, seems to imply, you don't have to wash the bandage, but you also are allowed to. That's how we read it yesterday, but we had the following question. The question is that in Sif Tes, we mentioned that if you found a rock on your hand after Ntil Siyadayim, you have to wash again with a bracha. So then in this case, why don't you have to? How is this a valid washing? Water is going to get on the bandage, and then it's going to recontaminate your hand like Sif Tes. So there's an important gersa change here, but I'm not so convinced of this gersa change. I don't know. Okay, you'll see. Okay, Sif Katan Samachtas, Sha'ar Ayad, the rest of the hand, V'meinu Yachal Ito Yadav Kal Machmas Chayli. If you're not able to wash your hands at all because of an illness, Yichroich Yadav B'mapa. Wrap your hands in a cloth. What should a person do if he could only wash one hand? He has, let's say, a makkah on his hand, and it's entirely covered in a bandage. So the Ben Ishchai says, Shalshuz Rav Pa'alim, since he's only washing one hand, it's a suffix whether you make a bracha. He's inclined to say you do make a bracha, despite the fact that we say suffix bracha is lahakel. Nevertheless, it's not so pashut to say don't make a bracha. Because if you have a bracha kavua on a mitzvah, the Ben Ishchai says, we find the chazal where makbid don't do the mitzvah without a bracha. The Shari Tshuva brings the Tvoi Shar, that it's better to enter a suffik bracha and to say a bracha sheina tzricha than to be besuffik, not saying a bracha on a mitzvah. You hear such a thing? The Ben Ishchai brings from Achroinim that you're better off saying a suffik bracha sheina tzricha than to do a mitzvah potentially without making a bracha. It's more severe prohibition to do a mitzvah without a bracha than to say a bracha she'eino tzricha. Now, that's not a commonly held position.
That was the Benish Chai?
Yeah. That's a Benish Chai. V'chein kasav the kaf achayim. Okay. He adds as follows. He says, even if you wash only one hand, you can make al netei sedayim, and it's not mechsi kishikra. Why? Because the maisa is misyaches to the ikar hatakana. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say similarly. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if let's say you have a bandage on your hand, or a cast, and you can't get water on it, and it's going to be very hard not to get water on it, you wrap it up, wash the other hand, and you make a bracha on the netila. What about, could you say al netilas yadayim if you're only washing one hand? He doesn't talk about that. Okay. Now let's see Sif Katan Ayin. Shelo Yiga Baratia. Literally, you should be careful not to touch the bandage. No! Change the girsa. It doesn't mean you should be careful not to touch the bandage. What it means is, Tzarech Lomer Shelo Yigu Amayim Baratia. Be careful the water doesn't touch the bandage. Now, I have a little bit of a problem with that reading. Because the first half of the Mechaber is, it's Dai just to wash the rest of the hand, not b'makam ratia. And then he's saying, and by the way, make sure the water doesn't touch the ratia. That didn't sound like that in the first statement when he says, Dai, that you only have to wash the first part. It certainly sounds like the other reading, that you only have to wash your hand. But since it's inevitable that the ratia will get wet, don't touch it. But that's not what the Prima Gundam says. Mishnah Berurah explains, V'hainu, the chol shenishvach mayim rishonim k'tzas ratia, if any mayim rishonim gets a little bit on the bandage, ein mayim shenim yicholim letaram. V'choizrim acher kach hamayim sha'al ratia al hayad. And then the water that's on the bandage will get on the hand, metaminoisa, k'may b'siv tes le'el, l'inyan tzar v'kesam. So the Prima Gadim, I'm not 100% sure if he's changing the Gersa or if he means this is what it means to say. But nevertheless, it doesn't mean you should be careful not to touch the bandage. You should be careful the bandage doesn't get wet. Now, let's see. Okay. It seems like a very far-fetched possibility, though, not to get water on the bandage. How in the world is that possible? The guy has a band-aid in the middle of his hand. He's going to wash the rest of his hand? I mean, he has to wash every part of his hand that the band-aid is not there. How in the world is he going to do that? He's going to use a, what is it called? A water, he's going to hose it down with like a water pressure gun. He's going to like, you know, like kosher the hand. How is he going to do that? I don't know. Says Mishnah Berurah, Yishpach Raviyas Sha'azle Nitmar Ratzalem Rav Afilum Yachzura Mayim Acha Kach In Chshash Bedavar. If you use Raviyas, there's no Chshash. Because the Achreinim, the Eitzazu Yafa Yoyser Mei Oifen Arishin. The Achreinim say it's better, this Eitz of using Raviyas is much better than the second Eitz of making sure the water doesn't touch the bandage. Di Afshal Yizav Lishach Mamish Samach Mang Matiya Va'al Ratiya Lo Yagi Amayim. Basically, it's the first Eitzah is impossible, like we just pointed out. It is not Shayach. Efshar means, does not mean statistically unlikely or highly improbable. It means impossible. Oyd kasu de toiv lichroi chalaratia achar hanatila kishabal lechal bismartut lavan venaki lechase zua masratia. They also write, it's good to wrap the bandage after the natila when you come to eat with some kind of towel that's clean to cover the grime of the bandage. The Shaar HaTzion says that he added these words. Well, he added the words after the Netilah. Those are not the words of the Achronim. The Achronim say, Toiv Lichroich Al Ratiyah. They don't say after the Netilah. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I added that. Because the Mishum, the Yichroich Koidim Netilah, Yitzach Letzamtzim Shir Shir Hasmartut Rak Kirech Shaar HaTzion. If you can do it before, how are you going to get a towel precisely the size, same size as the bandage? Otherwise, you're not Yotzei the Netilah. Because any part of the hand that doesn't have the bandage on it, you're not allowed to eat Al Yidei Mapa. Because you might come to touch the food. They're only Mekel B'makam Ratiyah. Okay. Kasu Achroinim. The Achroinim, right? Namely, the Shari Tshuva in the name of the Chida. The toiv lichloich al ratia. I'm sorry. Im nafla ratia b'toich asuda. If the bandage falls off, tzarch lito shenis. You gotta wash again. Kedin mapa. Ba'ifin b'varle kamen sim kuf samach gimel demutar b'zeh. That in a situation where there's a mapa, if it fell off, you have to wash your whole hand again. Shem heisar mapa asur lechol. Kain b'zeh. If the bandaid fell off, then you're gonna have to wash again. Now the Chida says you have to wash the whole hand. You can't just wash the place where the bandage was, because that's Netilat Chatzon. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm not convinced. Why? Because at the time of Netilat Rishayna, you didn't have any more of a Chiyuv. Now, let's go back to Mishnah Berurah Samaches. The Mishnah Berurah Samaches was bothered. If you have a band-aid and you can't remove it, it's enough. It's Netilah L'chatzoin. Since you cannot wash the other part, it's like Nikta Etzboi. So you wash the rest of the hand. Well now, if the band-aid fell off, it's like you grew another finger. So then what? The Chida says you have to wash the whole hand. I would have said for sure you have to wash the whole hand. How could you just wash that finger? It's Netil al Chatzon. The Chafetz Chaim does not agree. The Chafetz Chaim says, I'm not sure. Because at the time Netil Rishayna, you didn't have more of a Chiyav. Huh? So what? Yeah, but now you have more of a Chiyav. So you don't have to wash the first part? Yeah, I would have thought like the Chida that you have to wash your whole hand. What's the Havamina to only wash the part of the hand that now no longer has the bandage? It's Netilat Chatzon. Vayter Noitlim Mayim Rishonim. Okay, this is the Rama. The Rama says Noitlim Mayim Rishonim Bein Al Gabe Kli Bein Al Gabe Karka. I'm assuming this is the Rama, even though he doesn't say Hagah. L'chor, this is not the Magia, right? This is not the Magia. But he doesn't say Hagah for whatever reason. So you're allowed to wash Mayim Rishonim into a sink or on the ground. Dahainu Mayim Shalifnei HaMazon. Figure Mayim Achronim, you can't just wash anywhere. Mayim Achronim has restrictions. You can't just wash it on the ground if somebody's going to step on it. Now this is mashma, Mayim Rishonim does not have Ruach Ra. But Reb Chaim Knievsky says, you still shouldn't drink it because it's Kasha L'Shikcha. Maybe Rav Miller would say, that if you're so unhygienic that you're drinking someone's Mayim Rishonim, so people are going to say, this is who the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Torah to? So you don't have Siyata D'Shmaya. That's how Rav Miller interpreted Kasha L'Shikcha. Like if somebody puts on two jackets at the time, so your inner sleeve's not going to go in, you look like a homeless guy, and people are going to say, this guy is a Talmid Chacham? So Rebbe Shlom said, no, don't worry, I'll take it away from him. Okay, this concludes Siman Kuf Samach Beis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.